Click kaya959.co.za to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
Let's get down.
Kaya Biz.
Let's get down to business.
On the street.
On the air.
On the air. Hi, Sis Gugu. Great interview with Sis Akona from KFC. I just want to say I'm proud to say I used to work for their supplier, the big supplier who supplies KFC with everything. The one with the white trucks and the red branding. Love it. I still get excited 11 years later. I still get excited when I see one of their trucks delivering, whether at the mall or at a drive-through. I mean, I tell my colleagues that I used to work for that company, and they would ask, what do they do? And I'm like, they supply KFC with everything. So great interview. Thank you. Very insightful. Okay, from Soweto.
Thank you so much, Manonoza, sharing your thoughts about the interview we just had with Usisa Kona Kenga, who is the general manager for KFC Africa. Do share your thoughts and your feedback. We'll make sure she hears that voice note and we'll send it to her to let her know that you are listening. And of course, many of you can also continue to comment on the different conversations we've been having today. Oh, I see there's a big comment here. Sos Tombe. Oh, yes, I see your voice note. Let's hear what you have to say.
Evening, Sis Gugu. I wanna bab to my Nyambuma, like that ever delivering a corner makes you wanna listen more and feeling it's cut. I think it's on a snan, it's on a village. The information that he has is very, very, very nice and magai deliver a nant. Yeah, no. Siabo.
Thank you so much for your comment. Yes, that was in relation to a conversation we had with Duma Kubule. We were talking about the history of BEE. And as you've heard, hey, yeah, Duma's been in the game for a while. He's got amazing stories and gave us some clarity around, I guess, just the evolution of the implementation of triple BEE policies. It's one thing, yes, we hear there are counterparts in the industry who say, it's not working. But in other aspects and in the vast majority of cases, especially in the latter part of its implementation, we do see some success stories that have come through where broad-based BEE has really benefited many more South Africans. Well, we want to continue this conversation. And this time, I'm keen to get your thoughts, especially if you happen to be a man, male, or someone who is concerned about their male counterparts. Like me, you grew up with brothers, you have parents, and of course friends that you care about. We are going to focus on the concerns around June being Mental Health Awareness Month for men. I say this because our next conversation is one that's going to focus on a healthcare service that is looking to provide mental support and healthcare to taxi drivers. You might think, where, how, when? Truth is, it's necessary. And this time, I'm speaking to our brothers, fathers, and leaders to tell us your concerns as a man regarding mental health. Do you need additional support and are you open to receiving it? Let us know your thoughts as we deep dive into our next conversation with the CEO, I beg your pardon, the health manager of Riza Holdings, Lerato Siheri, who joins us to tell us more about empathy clinics being opened up in Orange Farm. Lerato, thank you so much for your time, ma'am, and good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Gugu. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. I think you're due for a promotion, clearly, because I'm preempting it as CEO. But we're clearly talking about the direction of the journey that you're headed into. For those of us who aren't aware, maybe give us some context around Riza Holdings and, most importantly, the partnership with the nonprofit organization Riza Babuile. Just that we know, you know, how this partnership has come about to shine the light on mental health care for men in the month of June.
Great. Thank you so much for that, Gugu. Just a point of clarity, Riza Babuile is the NPO. Yes. We are in partnership with the Department of Health and OFUTA, which is the Orange Farm United Taxi Association. Riza Babuile is the one that is responsible for the empathy clinic that was launched yesterday at the taxi rank in Orange Farm.
Aha. So, okay, got you. So that's the NPO in partnership with OFUTA, who are looking to open up or have opened up this clinic. Give us more context, because many of us might sit back. I even telling this to my colleagues earlier, Uputskumbuzo was like, what? Taxi driver, mental health care. Yeah, by Dinga, but no, man. Why Orange Farm? How did this come about? So there's all these questions that naturally exist in the market. So maybe help us understand where this stems from, how the partnership was forged, and why a clinic and a healthcare facility has been top of mind.
Okay. So we at Riza Babila, I mean, our motto is developing communities is in our DNA. So we look at community development opportunities in the communities that we operate in, mainly in rural and township economies or communities where we feel our people are not attached to service. So with our empathy clinics, these are led nest-led clinics. And the focus for these clinics is that, firstly, we want to assist the Department of Health in decongesting the public clinics that they have, but also provide healthcare services to underserved communities. So in our discussions with the Department of Health in the city of Joburg district, we came to them and we said, we have the privilege of having a funder that is willing to assist us with putting a clinic in areas where we feel that there are no services. The Department of Health said, if you can help us with coming up with a solution that can help us bring men to link them to healthcare. Mm-hmm. As you may well know, Gugu, the Minister of the Minister of Health, yes, launched the 1.1 million closing the gap, apologies, I just got disturbed by something.
Nope.
Closing the gap campaign, where they are where they are trying to get 1.1 million people who have been infected with HIV to care. And the priorities in this target is men, children, and youth. And as you may well know, that men generally don't necessarily go. They don't look after their health. In our clinics, there are long queues, and generally men want something that they can quickly go in and out of. Yes. And we then had conversations around how do we then bring this service to men. The one thing that came up was that the taxi rank. Region G, which is Orange Farm, the nurses there have a very great relationship with the taxi association there. And this is how we started conversations late last year with Ofuta to see how we can come together to bring a clinic close to the taxi drivers.
Got you. And I think this is so important, right? Because as you say, you work with the communities, you do an assessment. So you're giving the people quite literally what they want. Let's zone in, if we can, just in terms of this healthcare offering. I highlighted mental health, specific for taxi drivers, but it goes beyond that. So what does Empathy Clinic, specific to Orange Farm and the one that was opened yesterday, speak to and do? And is it only for men, or is there an incentive for men? How is it working?
It's a primary healthcare facility where all services that you will get in a normal public clinic are offered. But this one is mainly focused at taxi drivers, although it is a community clinic. Everyone is welcome. However, we will be prioritizing taxi drivers. And the idea behind this is that if a taxi driver has 5 minutes to spare, they quickly jumped into the clinic. The nurse prioritizes them. They're not going to stand in queues. They will be offered service just in time, just the way that they work. So the whole point of it is that we have tailored a service that is able to work with the working conditions in the taxi industry.
Got you. I'm keen to understand, have we had any feedback so far? And I know this is a business show, but ultimately we need to make sure that it is meeting the needs,
yes,
of the taxi drivers, of the men in the community. Do we have any feedback from them, you know, to actually tell us, you know, what the service is doing for them, how they're making use of it? I know it's still just been opened, but do we have an understanding of how it resonates and meets their needs?
Yes, I mean, yesterday at the launch, we had some of the taxi drivers coming forward to say they're very excited about this because they do need to see doctors sometimes or linkage to healthcare services. But because they do not have the time, they don't look after their health. So this clinic, I mean, we opened the doors officially today at 8 o'clock, and we already had a queue outside of taxi drivers that were standing around wanting to be serviced this morning.
100%. I understand you're the healthcare manager, and as you've said, this is a primary healthcare facility, so it meets every kind of health concern
that's
that you
correct.
Had. But talk to us about mental health, given that June is Mental Health Awareness Month for men specifically. Is that going to be a key area of focus as well for the clinic?
So the key area of focus, obviously, is primary healthcare. However, what we have done, especially in Orange Farm, we have a lot of partnerships, especially with the DOH itself. So mental health screening will be done in the clinics, and we have a referral pathway with the Department of Health where we can refer patients that we feel need comprehensive or secondary healthcare interventions, that those can then be linked to that care in our public facilities.
100%. Lerato, this is such a refreshing conversation. And I think the beauty about this is that we're showing that business, you know, isn't just about the stock market and JSE listed companies, but every economy runs on the fact that you have a healthy population, and that population works in the formal, in the informal space. Everyone who's important, right, from the CEO executives to the taxi drivers that we entrust with our lives on a day-to-day basis to get us home, to get us to school, and to get us to work. So thank you so much, and all the best to Riza Babuile. You guys are doing phenomenal work as an organization and NPO to support the needs of many South Africans.
Thank you so much, Gugu.
Thank you. Lerato Seheri, health care manager, joining us from Riza Holdings. And as you've heard, giving us context into the segment of Riza Babuile, the non-profit organization that has partnered together with the Department of Health, as well as OFUTA, Orange Farm United Taxi Association, to launch a new healthcare facility called Empathy Clinic in Orange Farm. Yes, everyone is welcome, but just prioritizing taxi drivers who find themselves limited in terms of time to make sure that they get their necessary healthcare checkups. Let us know. Are you someone in a taxi? Do you own a taxi? Are you a taxi driver? Do you drive a taxi? Because maybe also how we refer to your occupation does matter. We're not looking to offend anyone. Help us understand, is this a model and system that you think we need more of? Especially given the feedback we've had from Lerato, there's definitely some demand. Let us know. 063-688-0959.
Click kaya959.co.za to download the Kaya Biz podcast.